Hello, this is Denise Yon, and welcome to the Brand is Business Bites podcast. The Brand is Business Bites podcast gives you a taste of insights and information about brands, businesses, and the people who work on them. It's available on iTunes. For more stuff for your brain to chew on, please visit my website at deniseleeyon.com. Today's podcast is called What the Hottest Brands Have in Common. Recently, Ad Age published a list of what it considered to be America's hottest brands. The list featured 40 brands that are, quote, setting the pace for innovation and getting results right now. Although their selection criteria wasn't clear, and I can't say I agree with all of the choices, I did find some instructive insights in the write-up. There seem to be some things the hottest brands have in common. Number one, they've been at it for quite a while. The success of many of the brands can be attributed to efforts that were initiated many years ago. Some examples: Jameson, the Irish whiskey brand. They've been running a word-of-mouth effort since the 1990s, and that fueled the success of the larger multimedia campaign they launched this year. Pabst Blue Ribbon. For over 5 years, they've been growing steadily by targeting the, quote, retro nonconformist crowd with an under-the-radar campaign. Zipcar. Their strategy of using street teams to target very specific neighborhoods was put in place nearly 5 years ago as well. And Kettle Foods, the maker of craveable chips. They've been engaging their customers for input on new flavor combinations for more than 5 years and have developed a loyal fan base of snackers as a result. Number two, they're targeted to a specific segment of customers. These brands don't try to be all things to all people. They're very specific about who they're trying to appeal to, and they've employed unique insights about that group. For example, 5-Hour Energy. They set out to target working adults versus the teenage boys who historically have driven most of the energy drink business, who have quite functional needs for the energy boost. Bolt Bus, a new line of buses from Greyhound, targeted young professional travelers who are looking for more affordable alternatives to air travel, but who are not willing to sacrifice any of the comforts or conveniences. Bonobos, the online retailer of better-fitting men's pants. With an average first-visit check of $200, this brand isn't for everyone. They're focused on solving the two main issues facing athletically built men who hate to shop: fit and convenience. And Zyko, a coconut water brand. They know yogis and their students are great ambassadors for the natural sports drink, so they target hot yoga studios whenever they enter a new market. And number three, their innovations delivered brand differentiation. Some innovations launched entirely new categories, so by definition, they're differentiated offerings. And in mature categories, some of the quote hottest brands introduced innovations that clearly differentiate their brands from existing options. For example, Virgin America. They set out to, quote, reinvent the entire travel experience and get consumers psyched about flying again. With in-flight Wi-Fi, spacious leather seats, mood lighting, and in-seat food and beverage ordering, Virgin created a truly differentiated customer experience. Off, the insect repellent brand. They launched the Off clip-on fan, a wearable product that doesn't require skin application, and in doing so, moved their brand from a functional product to a lifestyle solution. Tria Beauty, the brand behind the $795 home laser hair removal product. Essentially, they've created a brand new category that has huge potential, so they have the enviable distinction of a leadership brand position. And Subaru of America. They've put significant mileage between their brand and their declining competitors by engaging in programs that appeal to their, quote, active, pet-owning, environmentally aware, socially involved customers. It'll be interesting to see how many of these brands are still hot next year, or the year after that, but I'm pretty sure these distinguishing characteristics will continue to define hot brands for years to come. That's it for today. Thanks for listening to the Brand as Business Bites podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes so your brain will always be filled with good stuff to chew on. For more information or to contact me directly, please visit my website at deniseleeyon.com. Take care, and thanks again.